Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. It is your weekly visit with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, who joins us tonight. And man, it doesn't matter, 20-13, 26-21, 44-13, they all stink. I know you hate it, so I'm not even going to bother with an opening. Hey, overall, it's tough. It's a tough way to begin, and I get it. So let me ask you if it's possible on that. On that first offensive drive, kind of a tone setter, third and two at Seattle 45, you'd already had a first down. Had you already decided at that point that you were going for it on kind of fourth down regardless, or was that based on the incomplete on the third down?
No, we had reached the zone that we were going to be able to go for it, and so we had two opportunities at it. Missed two opportunities, so felt like we had a chance there. Felt like we had two plays that we felt really good about all week long, and we just missed our opportunity there.
Now, Coach Moore, along those lines, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like to me Alvin misjudged the ball. Why did he stop running? Why didn't he keep running? I think if he'd have kept running, Rattler might have dropped it right in there. What did you see on the film on that route? Because I don't know, he's open, maybe you can throw a better throw, but I know you anticipating the throw, but it just seems like Alvin didn't realize, I don't know if Rattler was going to reach him or what, but he like stopped running and tried to leap at a ball instead of running through it.
That's a good question. I think, he got to the scramble phase. Obviously, there was an initial design of trying to get Alvin up the sideline. He was open. We kind of got moved off the spot. We got into a scramble situation. I think Alvin kind of got conflicted whether to run back to the QB to get back in position for the scramble or to stay open. And so, really unfortunate miss for us.
Now, Kellen, 31 penalties now, number one in the NFL along with the Titans. That's something you don't want to be a number one in. And you look how the penalties occurred. 11 penalties and 2 to decline, so really 13 infractions, including 8 in the first half. And then you got Brian Brzee, unnecessary roughness, penalty for headbutting a player after we stopped him on third down, then it ultimately leads to a touchdown. What do you tell a veteran player when they make a boneheaded play like that? After the whistle, what in the world? Do you drop an F-bomb or you pull him aside? You let his position coach give him the business? Come on, Brian Brzee, you're too important. You got to understand that's a selfish act, and you play in a team sport. That is unacceptable.
Yep, no question. Completely agree. It's the way we addressed it. Obviously, completely, it's a 4-point play. You know, our defense responded, you know, to a challenging situation. They made a big third down stop. We got a chance to get them to three, and to make a decision like that obviously hurts the entire team and the entire organization.
Coach, I wanted to go back a little bit, if I could, to the scramble drill. First off, you got the touchdown to Jack Stoll. So I guess when Spencer rolls, he has a very hard tell, meaning you don't always – he hides it pretty well. You don't know if he's going to run it. You don't know if he's going to throw it. So there's got to be a marker. There's got to be something that tells – the receivers to get into scramble mode. And I'm asking because you talked about it this afternoon and you said kind of mirror the quarterback. Like Seattle did a good job of mirroring the quarterback. Because Spencer does a pretty good job in that scramble drill or rolling out and not giving a tell, kind of, you know, what's the fix there?
Yeah, there's two phases. We always like to say there's two phases to every pass play. There's the initial phase, which is, you know, the intent of the play, and then there's the scramble phase. And, you know, a lot of these really good quarterbacks in this league have the ability to play off schedule. And so, you know, I think Spence has made some plays. We got to play better in the scramble phase. I think we got to transition to it, stay alive as the perimeter players. Near the quarterback, find green grass. There's some rules to it. But, you know, I think Seattle had a great example, the second play of the game. You know, they have a sack opportunity and Sam gets out of there and they just react really well and made an explosive play off of a scramble.
Now, Kellen, I don't know if you've ever witnessed this, and it doesn't happen too often, especially when you have that kind of punt return, 90-plus yards. It hadn't occurred, and ironically, it occurred twice yesterday. The Commanders did the same thing against the Raiders, what the Seahawks were able to do against us. I mean, I don't know, have a punt return for a touchdown and you having a punt block in the same game in the first quarter, setting the tone. Before you know it, we're down 21-0. But those games you never win. When that occurs, because I think the parity in the league, and then we also give up a 60-yard kickoff return in the second quarter that set up another touchdown. Boy, that was a cluster, you know what, on special teams. I know you had to be really disappointed, Coach Galliano, with that. And that's when you want almost the whole team to come to the damn special team meeting and show the players how important this phase is. It's offense, defense, and special teams. Special teams does count and can have a dramatic impact on the outcome of the game.
Yeah, they had 206 return yards, in both the punt and kick phase. And so, we had some missed opportunities. We put ourselves behind in that game really early. And, we were not able to play that traditional football game where you can play with the rushing attempts and the play action football on offense. And our defense was able to hang in there. We put ourselves in some challenging situations and, we missed a lot of opportunities because of it.
Looking at where we at as far as some psyche, I mean, you got to be a pro. One snap and clear, whether it goes good or bad, what are you going to do the next game? You know, what have you done for me lately? All that kind of stuff. But I think it's almost imperative, just from a confidence standpoint, that we get off to a fast start. The reason why I bring it up, that we've trailed now from the start to the finish for the second consecutive game this season, and we've now led only 4 minutes total so far this season. And we played 12 quarters. Now, ultimately, you want to be winning at the end. But I just think that would work wonders if we can just have a lead and get off to a fast start.
Yeah, that's the formula. We got to start faster. The challenging thing is there's some good in the start. You know, our defense, I thought, responded out. You know, without the scramble drill, we responded really well. And they made that play. And then we settled in, made a third down stop. And then we have the bonehead mistake there. And then offensively, we get a couple first downs. But then we have mistakes there. And so we have to put ourselves in advantageous situations where we can play with the lead and get going faster and put ourselves in these favorable positions because, momentum can carry you a long way, and we got to feel that.
So, Coach, I want to talk about the end of the first half, and I know you kicked the field goal because you felt like that was most important. I get that. I mean, you're the head coach. That's what you felt was most important. I want to talk about the play before that. 13 seconds, so Rattler throws it to Shahid. He comes back, so the clock does continue to roll. So there were 13 seconds and then three before they got your timeout. It seems like that was a lot of time. Were you arguing with them about you got your timeout sooner? Because you literally, I mean, 5 seconds, you may do something different there, right?
Yeah, if we have 5 seconds, we're getting one more shot in the end zone. Obviously, we had to try and bang the timeout as quickly as possible and also evaluate how they were going to officiate it. And so, felt like hopefully we could have got 5 seconds left, but until they granted it to us, they didn't grant it to us until 3 seconds. And so that was the way it was evaluated. And, you know, we lost our opportunity to take one more shot in the end zone.
I guess just did they give you that they just said, hey, we felt like there were three, not five.
Yeah, they just said by the time they recognized the timeout being called by myself, they're already down to 3 seconds. So,
Take a break. I appreciate that, Coach. Thanks for that answer. It's a critical time of that first half because they got it first in the second half. Need to take a break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert, and head coach Kellen Moore back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Haas here in studio, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi. And coach, man, third down has just been, it's an issue. Sometimes, you know, you get into third and long behind the sticks, but you're 9 of 25 coming in, 5 of 15 Sunday, which makes you 14 of 43, somewhere around between 33 and 36%. And, you know, you just got to keep the ball longer to keep your defense off the field. I mean, quite frankly, yesterday's game book is a little misleading. I mean, you could look at time of possession. You could look at a lot of things and you go, whoa, Saints won this game. So that yesterday's game book is a little different. But third down wise, offensively, is a stat that has to improve.
Yeah. Third and 1-3, we were 3-for-6. So obviously we got to be a lot better there. And then 4-for-6, which is really still the downs you can win on off from an offense perspective, percentually, we're 0-for-3. And so when you combine those, we got a couple long yardage ones, but we're not getting the ones that are favorable for the offense to keep ourselves moving. And so, you know, we got to take advantage of those.
Now, Coach Moore, I don't know. I would have thought we'd have an interception by now. Did you talk to Coach Daly or like, okay, we got to get takeaways. Now, you can cause a fumble and all that, a forced fumble recovery, but we're not even getting close to getting interceptions. You know, like, damn, we got to catch the ball, not a pass defended, but it seems like we're not even coming close to get interceptions. Have you all observed that? I mean, I'm just looking. You know, are we counting on Justin Reed, a big player that we got in the offseason? I mean, I'm watching OTAs, minicamp, training camp. I don't think he had one damn interception. The guy who intercepted for us, he's hurt, had four straight days of practice, Blackman. But in the games, we are not getting our hands on the ball and being opportunistic as far as coming up with takeaways. I mean, it's not like we're dropping interceptions. No, we're not even in position to get how do you address that? Do you talk to Coach Daly about that?
Yeah, something we talked about that's going into this week just because we didn't have the opportunities the first 2 weeks, and, you know, we're sitting here without another opportunity. Again, we weren't able to disrupt the quarterback enough and put him in advantageous spots for us. He went 16 for 21. He played in some favorable situations, and again, we got to get more shots at the ball. We got to give ourselves eyes on it and give ourselves more opportunities.
Now, Coach Moore, looking at, like, this is not the game that you're giving out game balls or attaboys, you know, that type of game. But I thought a pro, and he is going in his fifth-year veteran. We got him from the Dolphins coming out of Nebraska, Jack Stahl. I mean, that was a beautiful catch that he made on that touchdown catch, three targets, two receptions. So Jack Stahl, to me, even though the game was well out of hand, played like a pro.
Yeah, Jack's everything you want in a pro football player as far as the detail he puts into it, the work he puts into it. He was in Philadelphia when I was up there for a little bit, and he's usually the dirty work guy. He does a lot of the dirty work. He doesn't ask and complain about it. That's his job. And, you know, he earned his first NFL touchdown this weekend. And so, you know, it's been a long journey for him to have that opportunity. But again, a good example of someone who's playing all the way through the end of the game, taking advantage of every opportunity. And so, you know, a lot of good things coming from Jack.
Coach Bobby talked about the turnovers, and, you know, people will say, well, they come in bunches. You know, they'll happen, you know, three or four, boom, 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 boom. And from an explosive play situation, you had three coming in to the game, and then one 21-yarder from Juwan Johnson, which gives you four offensively, not Shahid's punt return. Are they similar? Can they come in bunches? Or are you – it's one of those things that you don't try to force explosive plays because it can bite you.
Yeah, I do think we need to create more opportunities for it. We got to be in better situations to put ourselves in that. When you get down and they can put a roof on things and play a lot of shell defense and not worry about the run and make you go the long way, you're going to have some challenging opportunities to get downfield. And so we got to put ourselves in better situations to do that. We got to give ourselves more opportunities to do that because obviously to go 14, 15 plays drives in this league are really, really hard, and we got to create some explosives to have sudden changes.
Now, Coach Moore, I was talking with Deuce about this, and I know you probably addressed the scene, and you don't have to share this with the fan base or the public, but, I mean, I always look at, okay, you got to look in the mirror. You want to get a real job or you want to do this for a living? And Deuce and I talk about a couple of times, it's like, I don't know, we want to fight after the play instead of during the play. You know, so how do you address the team with that? You want that aggressive spirit, but do it whistle to whistle. How do you address the team with that?
Yeah, we got to play, you know, our play style, you know, has been one of our strengths as we've grown here. You know, I think we've been getting better at it. As far as just playing a fast physical game, we got to play within the confines of the play, and we got to play every single play. And that's the challenge of this game is you never know which players are going to have the biggest impact on this game. It can happen in any four quarters. This is a great example of how quickly those big plays can happen in the first quarter if you don't take advantage of them. And so, you know, we got to take advantage of each opportunity.
Coach Moore, the game's well out of hand, and obviously Spencer Rattler's fighting his behind off. But what was the reasoning behind for putting Chuck in at the end of the game? I don't know, was it 3 minutes or something? Instead of, why not give him the fourth quarter to at least get his feet wet? I don't know, he threw a couple of balls. But was that a fair opportunity for him? Or he just wanted to get him in the game? But it just seems like to maybe have a better opportunity. We've been like, okay, we're not going to win this game. Chuck, go in for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we had one more drive late in there to get Spencer going, one more drive with really the first group, and we weren't able to get it. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I felt like at that point we kind of shifted gears from the game, put some of the younger guys in, give Tyler a chance to get in there for a couple reps, you know, so hopefully, you know, whenever you know, he's called upon in any capacity, he's played a couple snaps. Obviously, you know, it's not the ideal situation to be going into. But, you know, Spence had done a lot of good. I thought Spence did some really good things in that game. You know, he battled in some really challenging situations and circumstances. And, you know, he competed the entire way. And I have a lot of respect for what Spence did in that game.
Need to take a quick break. Then when we come back, we'll talk more about Seattle. Also look ahead to another long road trip, this time to the Northeast and Buffalo. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Callum Moore here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We'll continue to talk about Seattle, but also moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, first in service, and that would be Buffalo and the schedule makers. Did you know favors? They get a mini bye. They play Thursday night at home against Miami, which they win, but it was a much closer game, 21-21 in the fourth quarter. And right now, and I know coaches do not care about spreads and all that bull, although Buffalo's a 16.5-point favorite. And I'm sorry, this is the NFL. That's disrespectful. I expect that on a sign at the door of the locker room to this team to go, hey, man, I kind of feel like them kicking off to Kendre Miller every daggone time. Like they don't, you got to earn respect. I get it. But, man, that's I don't know. Will you use that as motivation?
Yeah, certainly. We got to earn the right to, prove otherwise. And so, obviously, we have a great opportunity. We're going to go play a team in Buffalo who's playing as good as anyone in this league. They got some premier players. It's going to be certainly the challenge for us, but I think this is a really great turning point opportunity for our guys to respond the right way coming out of Seattle, to go up there and compete against these guys. And, we feel like we put in a good work week. We'll have a heck of an opportunity.
Now, Coach Moore, how do you and Coach Staley handle this? Because I know, you on the offensive side of the ball, and he's with the defense. And that, I don't know, I look at times between Mac Jones and Sam Darnold. I don't know, they could have played 8 quarters, if not 12 quarters. At times, they like make a sandwich back there and not uncomfortable at all. And then we're getting ready to face Josh Allen, who was MVP last season. And then we could play footloose and fancy free. All the pressure, I guess, would be on them. Because you look at Buffalo, what they've been able to do, they've now won 12 consecutive games at home dating back to 2023. So it's like, hey, let's just go play. Don't play tight. Let's go make it happen, because no one's expecting us to win in Buffalo.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for us. We got to go for it. We got to play fast, physical. We got to play aggressive. We got to play a clean game. And, we got all the opportunities in front of us. Again, this quarterback's really, really good. And we got to create some havoc as far as making him move off the spot and make plays. And then we got to go chase him down and tackle him.
You know, Kellen, when I look at, there's always positive, negatives, and what does it really mean? I said, well, there's really no meaning because of the score, but I guess it does count. Look, they had 33 rushing attempts, and they only averaged 2.6 yards a carry. So I said, that's a positive. That could continue. I think if that was even 3.6 instead of 2.6, that would be a big win. Because, they wanted to run the football. Now, we only average 2.9, but then you're kind of in the catch-up mode. So what positives you could say, is that one of them, that, okay, we played well against the run. This is how it needs to be on third down defense. They were only 33%. Now, red zone, not good. They were 4 or 5, 80%. We were not good in the red zone. All you got to do is make one more instead of 1 of 3, be 2 of 3. And Hawes brought up like third down, but what are the positives? Is that like, hey, we played well against the run? Our third down defense is outstanding? Because, you can only beat a dead horse so long. So you try to mix in the positive with the negatives. But how do you break down a game like this when you look at the score, when those are two outstanding things? If you can continue this, only letting the opponent convert 30-some percent on third down and then giving up basically 2.5 yards a run, no, that's winning football.
Yeah, there are some examples of winning football. Obviously not enough, but the run game, like you said, we did do a good job of controlling that for the most part on defense. The third down, 3 for 9, so you felt like you took a step there. I do appreciate the way our guys competed in the second half. We gave up 6 points, 2 field goals. Offense kept battling, missed some opportunities, but to score a touchdown and at least keep the thing moving. We got to keep growing from that. And so our guys, it's all about how we respond moving forward. Can't change the outcome of the Seattle game. We will not change that under any circumstance. So it's all about how we respond this week.
Coach did get some opportunities. Jonas Sanker, of course, has been playing because of Blackman. Had 8 tackles in week 2, 5 solo, 3 tackles yesterday with 2 solo. And also, we spoke with quarterbacks coach Grady Brown last week on this show, and he kind of thought that Quincy Riley would get in that game. And we talked to Quincy at training camp, and not every cornerback says this. He goes, man, I love to tackle. I love to hit. I love to go up and make that hit. Maybe a safety, but you don't always hear cornerbacks say it. But he feels like he's growing and earning some time from a defensive snap standpoint.
I definitely think Quincy's progressing really well. He had a big-time tackle on kickoff 2 weeks ago against San Francisco, and then he has the big tackle here in the run game that creates the fumble opportunity. And so we've seen the ball production he's had in training camp. He certainly had his hand on the football a number of times, creating turnovers. And so he's a player that's earning more opportunities, and we'll just see how this thing progresses.
So, Coach, again, we appreciate your time. It ain't easy. You knew that when you became a head coach. It's not an easy gig. My best of luck to you in Buffalo. get a W when they least expect it, and turn this thing around. Because then you come home and you got some different kind of teams coming to you. Yeah, you don't play a division game till week 8. So a lot of football still to play.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.